Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We glorify you. We thank you for another day in our lives. Thank you for your protection, for your mercies, for your kindness, for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf. We say thank you. For your light that shines upon us, for your light that shines through us, we say thank you. Everlasting Father, Lord, for your guidance, we thank you. We glorify you, we magnify your holy name, Lord. And Father, Lord, we thank you for all the past brokers, for every soul that have been won into your kingdom, for all manners of blessings that you have given unto those who have listened to this broadcast. We say glory be unto your name. We want to thank you also for all those you have been using, Father, Lord, to bring this broadcast to life. We say hallowed be your holy name, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We commit today's broadcast into your hands, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you bring forth salvation of souls. It will bring forth healing, deliverance. It will draw us closer and closer to you, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I thank God for your life. I thank God for that which is doing for you. The Lord will continue to keep you. We continue to guide and direct your path. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is your season of rejoicing. This is your season of fulfillment of God's promises in your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today we are going to be talking about inner beauty. My God will beautify you in the mighty name of Jesus. It will beautify you in at daytime. It will beautify you at nighttime of your life, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, reading from verse 3 to 4. 1 Peter chapter 3, reading from verse 3 to 4. He said, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. May the Lord give you that inner beauty that you need in the mighty name of Jesus. And indeed, in the presence of God, He will count you worthy in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. But how do we get this inner beauty? The first thing is that you need to accept that it's only God that is good. It's only God that is good, and it's Him that can make you to be beautified internally. The Bible tells us in the book of Mark chapter 10, verse 18. Mark 10, 18 says, so Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. No one is good except God. And so God is the one who is good, is the one who can make you good, is the one who can beautify you. And indeed, my God will beautify you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number two thing is that you should crave to have the mind of Christ. Have the mind of Christ. The book of Philippians chapter 2, reading verse 5. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. We have the mind of Christ, and the mind of Christ is a mind of humility. It's a mind of humility. He made himself of no reputation. Have that mind of Christ. Number three thing is that you have a desire to please the Almighty God at all time, to do the will of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ speaking in the book of John chapter 4, verse 34. And Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work," to do the will of God. Luke chapter 2, verse 49 also amplify that. The Lord Jesus Christ, and he said to them, "Why do you seek me? Do you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" Are you doing the Father's business? The book of Luke chapter 22, 42, he says, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." The will of God, are you doing the will of God? Are you sharing the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ? Are you telling people how good this God is? Are you telling them that Jesus came to this world and died for their sins? And his desire is that no one will die without knowing him. Are you sharing the good news of the Lord? Are you bringing people to the kingdom of God? Continue to do the will of God. Continue to please God. And as you do so, the Lord will continue to beautify you internally and externally too, in the mighty name of Jesus. You should be subject yourself to your leadership. Whoever God has placed above you as your leader, as your parent, your spiritual parent, your biological parent, your secular leader, submit yourself to them. The Bible tells us in the book of Luke chapter 2, 51, "Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart." Our Lord Jesus Christ, he subjected himself to the leadership of his parents. Brothers and sisters, you need to subject yourself to the leadership of your parents. Some of us have not spoken to our parents for a long time. Some of us have developed enmity against our parents. Some of us have been blaming our parents for everything that is wrong in our life. Brothers and sisters, your parents might not be the best parents, but they are still your parents. And the Bible makes us to understand that we have to honor them. We have to honor them. They might not give you all the best things in life, but brothers and sisters, you just have to follow what the Bible says. Subject yourself to your parents. Honor your parents. And as you do so, the blessings that goes along with it, the Almighty God will release unto you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Number six, flee away from sin. Do not toy with sin. Don't turn sin to a toy that you have to be playing with. You have to flee away from sin. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22, it says, "Abstain from every form of evil. Anything that appears evil, abstain from it." Run away from sin. Run away from sin. Flee from sin. Do not play with it. Do not turn sin to a toy that you have to play with. It is not so, brothers and sisters. Number seven is that in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15, it says, "See that no one renders evil for evil, but always pursue what is good, both for yourself and for all." Do not render evil for evil. Do not say, "This person did me wrong. I'm going to show him who I am." Who are you? You too have done a lot of bad things, and God has forgiven you. So you have to forgive others. Do not repay evil for evil. And God will grant you that grace in the mighty name of Jesus. You should learn to forgive those who have sinned against you. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, 32, and say, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." Even as God in Christ forgave you. So you need to forgive. You need to let go of that bitterness. Let go of the bitterness. Bitterness is cancerous. It begins to eat into you. Bitterness will stop you from seeing opportunities when they come. The only thing you will see is the problem. Brothers and sisters, let go. Let go of bitterness. Let go of bitterness. And as you do so, I can guarantee you that my God will move mightily on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You need to also have a heart of gratitude. A heart of gratitude. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Give thanks in everything. No matter what you are going through, thank God for it. No matter the situation, thank God for it. You only need to know what some other people are going through, and then you'll be able to appreciate what God indeed is doing for you. Thank God. Thank God. And if anybody do something good for you, thank God for it. Don't say, oh, there's nothing special about you. Oh, really? Oh, even if you think it is not special to you, to that person, he has made an effort. So be thankful. Have a heart of gratitude. And another thing is that we need to have a prayerful heart. Be prayerful. Bible tells us in the book of 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, it says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Be a prayer warrior. Pray. Don't pray only because there is a problem. Whether there is a problem, whether there is no problem, pray. Develop an attitude of prayer. Let prayer be your lifestyle. And as you do so, you begin to see what God is going to be doing in your life. Because prayer is having to surrender to God and say, God, here I am. Come and take control of my life. Come and guide my life. Come and show me the way I should go. Make the path straight for me. And indeed, the Lord will make those paths straight for you. As you pray unto him, as you seek his face, he will perfect everything that concerns you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, be an encourager. Encourage others. The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 14 says, now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient to all. Be patient to all. Encourage people. Speak good words to people. Do not speak words that will bring people down. Be an encourager. Encourage others. In whatever anybody is doing that is good, encourage them. Encourage them. Motivate them. Be there to help them. And as you do so, the Lord himself will send helpers to you. You are praying that God will send helpers to you, but you need to ask yourself, how many people have you also helped in this life? You have not helped anyone, and yet you are praying, God, send helpers to me. How will God send helpers to you when you have not helped anyone? May the Lord grant you the grace to see that you need to sow. You see, the harvest time and seed time, they will never cease. Whatever you sow is what you reap. If you sow help, you will reap help. May the Lord help you to know that indeed God is ready to help you. But brothers and sisters, what I'm saying today is for those of us who already know Christ. And if you do not know him, all these things can be your own too. All you need to do is to accept Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. And he's ready to beautify you internally and externally. He will beautify your home, your business, your marriage. Everything that concerns you is ready to beautify them. Just say after me this day, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. And write my name in the book of life. It's you and you alone I will serve. All the days of my life. In the name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. And for everyone listening to me today, I prophesy unto you, I say the Lord will perfect that which concerns you. The Lord will beautify every area of your life. He will fight your battle. He will grant you victory on all sides. In the name of Jesus. His favor will surround you. His favor will speak for you. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you lay your hands upon will prosper. Years of toiling, laboring without result have come to an end in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. This is your new season, a new season of fulfillment, a new season of joy, a new season of demonstration of the power of God in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. We shall rejoice with you in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you mightily.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.